Hello, this is Dale Connolly from The Morning Show with our weekly podcast, and this week we'll take a trip back in time to a live broadcast from the Sheldon Theater in Red Wing, Minnesota, at a time when there was a birding festival happening along the Mississippi River, and we played off that event with a series of bits involving our radio daredevil nephew Thomas. You'll hear all three installments of the bird stunt, punctuated by some abbreviated examples of the live music that was featured on our show, originally broadcast May 2nd, 2003.
All sorts of people go birding. It's not just retired professors in khaki shorts with their bush hats carrying the binoculars and the Peterson's guides into the underbrush. And it doesn't have to be an obsession. It can be a fun hobby that's exciting and dynamic, but still kind of casual. Because the festival is coming up and the active bird life in the River Valley at this time of year is certainly noticeable, we were offered a birding consultant for our show, and we asked for someone who would help expand our image of who birders are, and we were not disappointed. Please welcome Robin Finch. Thanks for coming to help us out, Robin.
Okay.
Now, you obviously don't fit the stereotype, being young and a bit scruffy.
Thanks.
Why do you go birding?
Something to do, get out of the house.
Uh-huh. That is not a compulsion with you, then, the way it is with some?
My only compulsion is shoplifting, but that's over now.
Oh, okay. So it's still a good hobby for you, birding is.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can appreciate nature in a way that's non-destructive.
Yeah. If you want to appreciate nature in a way that is destructive, freelance beaver dam exploding is a good hobby.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to do that instead of birding, but there's too much math involved figuring out the size of the charge and all that.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And one of the terms of my probation is I'm not allowed to be around blasting caps, so I'm into birding instead. It's good.
Uh-huh. Well, Robin is here to assist our radio daredevil, Nephew Thomas. Let's bring him out. Please welcome Mr. Nephew Thomas, radio daredevil.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. It's been a real pleasure working with Robin, planning this bird stunt.
Right. And now, as we discussed earlier this week on our show, you're doing this to try to actually get on a TV show, the Phobia Mania show.
Yeah.
With this.
Yeah. This is kind of a warm up because I have a Hitchcockian thing about birds.
Birds, right.
A dread, if you will. I'm worried that they'll swarm over me and peck my eyes out with their sharp, merciless beaks.
Right.
But I'm going to defeat that fear this morning right here. I'm going to have my entire body from the neck down covered in a light glue.
Uh-huh.
And then I will roll myself over and over in a trough of highly concentrated and fiendishly potent bird seed.
It's so powerful, we call it bird nip.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, then we'll open all the doors and the windows, and I'm going to try to stand so completely still that the birds will actually land on me and feed off of my coating, even though I find them scary and repulsive.
Well, what a frightening thought for someone who is birdophobic.
Yes, and Robin will identify whatever birds come in here.
So. I'm going to try to.
Yeah, that's part of the excitement of birding, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Few thrilling moments separated by lots of dull waiting.
Okay. Yeah. And you're not afraid?
I'm absolutely mortified.
Okay, then.
Ready with the glow?
Ready.
Hey, whoa!
Oh, little under here.
Mr.
No, not there.
Mr. Thomas, are you all right?
No, just fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a lot of glue suddenly in the area.
Prepare the bird nip.
What's in the bird nip?
Dried bugs and worm parts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'll pour it into the trough here.
Okay, all right. Pour
it all
in
there, make sure.
Bird nip is going into the trough.
I want to be completely covered.
It sounds good.
Very well. Okay, into the trough I go here.
Okay, Nephew Thomas, Radio Daredevil, now lowering himself into the trough of highly potent bird seed.
And
he's
here I am.
Rolling around in it now.
Make sure, check it out, make sure I'm totally covered. Well,
I missed a spot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Let me help you out here.
All right.
Robin is...
keep it away from the eyes.
Helping him
away
with the birds.
Away from the eyes. Okay, enough. How do I look?
Why don't you stand up so we can see how you look now, Mr. Thomas? Oh, very, very impressive. Yes.
Dude, you look like a salted nut roll.
Uh-huh. Doesn't he look good?
Thank you.
Okay, are the doors open in the hall now? They are. The doors are open, so technically the flyways are clear from anywhere in the Mississippi River Valley directly to you.
All right. Now we wait. Well, I guess they're not coming. I don't think there's much point in waiting any longer.
Well, we need to give them more time than this. Let's wait a few minutes at least, because birding is all about patience, you know.
Okay, I guess.
And this will give me a chance to study the bird book so I can identify whatever comes.
Okay. So, putting himself at risk now and facing his deepest fears, in an attempt to qualify for the TV humiliation show, Phobia Mania, Radio Daredevil nephew Thomas has made himself irresistible to birds.
What's this one with the red chest?
Thanks to Robin Finch, our bird-watching expert, who will wait here with us and Mr. Nephew Thomas as we listen to the John Paulson Quartet perform for us a little bit. This is a tune called My Girl Amelia. The John Paulson Jazz Quartet performing here on Minnesota Public Radio. And Radio Daredevil nephew Thomas has been patiently standing off to the side of the stage here at the Sheldon, covered in bird seed from neck to foot, as bait to draw some exotic avians into the hall. Getting any bites, Mr. Thomas?
Yes, I think I'm getting a nibble.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear it?
I can hear it. Yes, I do hear something. What is it?
I don't dare move my head for fear I'll frighten the creature. Maybe Robin can see it.
With Mr. Thomas is Robin Finch, representing the birding community. Robin?
I believe the animal is a filthy squirrel.
But at least it's a local squirrel, right?
It's not from the cities, that's for sure, because most of the ones I see up there are flat.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness I don't have a problem with squirrels.
I'm a little worried he's going to go up your pant leg.
Well, I don't think there's any danger of that. I'm wearing my Kevlar boxer shorts for extra protection. Plus, it's not even nut collecting season here.
No, so it's early for that. So
nothing to worry about.
But so far, we have no birds. Now, there have been reports of some northern spotted nuthatches in the area. Wouldn't it be great to see one of those?
Oh, man, what a thrill.
Uh-huh. So, Robin, if one of those comes, what exactly would it look like if one of those came? A northern spotted nuthatch.
Right. Well, like, when one flies past, it's kind of a feathery, blurry thingy. It's got a pointy, beaky protrusion.
What?
In the in the facial area.
Okay. Oh. Well, with that description, that'll help. So keep an eye out, everyone.
But don't let it poke an eye out.
What? Hey, please. Please, the bird's poking out eyes. That's my worst fear.
But now, Robin, really, that doesn't actually happen.
All I know is that birders always have their binoculars ready to put up in front of their faces, and it's not always so they can see things far away. Might be, self-defense.
Well, I'm sure Robin will keep a sharp eye out for any...
Don't say sharp an eye out.
Yeah, Aikwondo, man.
Yeah.
He is so picky.
But don't say picky either.
Radio Daredevil nephew Thomas facing his fears this morning. Okay. And Cam Waters is here for one last tune. What are you going to do for us?
Song by Mance Lipscomb off of my new CD. This is called You've Got to Reap Just What You Sow. After all I did for you, you told me, baby, we were through. You got to reap just what you sow. You got to reap just what you sow. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Nephew Thomas, Radio Daredevil, has been standing here, coated in bird seed, for about an hour, trying to attract migrating birds into the theater. And, Mr. Thomas, you look like a statue in a city park.
Thank you. Yes, all I need is a pedestal, some graffiti, and a shiny spot where everyone's touched me. No, not there.
Yeah, no, I know. There's been a lot of human traffic here, but so far no birds.
Nope, they're not taking the bait. So, well, I'm ready to give up.
Robin Finch, our birding consultant. What do you think? Do you agree?
No.
No?
We've already had a squirrel.
Yes.
And word gets around in the animal kingdom, if you know what I mean.
This is based on research that you've done?
Yeah, from watching Bambi.
Okay.
What kind of birds do you think we'll get?
Probably
here?
Not the kind that want to blind you and then wait around for you to die so they can pick the meat off your bones.
Good.
Probably.
Probably? What do you mean, probably?
Hey, wait a minute. I hear a flutter of wings. I think there are birds coming, at least one.
I can't look.
It is a bird. Don't scare it. Hold still.
I am.
Let it land on you.
Yeah.
Robin, what is it? Hurry up. What is it?
It's a... hang on. Let me get my book out.
Quickly.
Okay. Oh, this is always an exciting moment, finding out
if the bird we see is the one in our book or one of the ones in our book. Blackbird, no. Blue Jay, no.
Come on.
Bobbling, Bob White.
It's a dangerous
Mr. Nephew Thomas is facing his fears Buffle this morning head. In an attempt to get on the TV reality humiliation show Phobia Mania, allowing himself to be a perch for a wild bird here at the Sheldon
Theater.
It's not
looking at my eyes, is it?
No, not really.
I mean, not really. What does that mean?
Well, it's hard to know what goes inside those little brains.
What kind of bird is it, then?
Things out right now, not an eagle, not a duck.
Okay.
Might be a tufted plover.
Plover?
Or a red-nosed pilfer.
Huh. Oh. What? What's that song?
Hey, here come more birds.
Oh, boy. Robin, what are the names?
I'm looking.
Well, hurry up. What are the names?
Give me
something.
Bifurcator, a snowy-eared,
names.
Buffalo
anything.
Grouse. Yeah, we're getting a bunch of them now. Ooh, there's a worm-eating gnat skimmer, I think. Scarlet Warbler.
Which one is the Scarlet Warbler?
That gray one.
This the gray one is a Scarlet Warbler?
It's a clay-colored Scarlet Warbler, I'm pretty sure.
There's a lot of birds.
Man, there's suddenly a lot of birds
in
here.
I'm looking. I'm trying
to
find it.
I'm looking. Forget the book. My life is on the line here.
Okay.
Spit it out.
All right, that one is a red-billed eye poker.
That's not really its name, is it?
I don't know. I think so. I think I see a mottled jelly gouger.
Gouger! Like an eye jelly?
Robin.
Well, he asked.
I've never heard of these birds, Robin.
You haven't? Well, that's because they're really, really local.
I can feel something on my shoulder that's really big with talons.
That may be a drill-nosed brain sucker. Or it could be the wild LASIK surgeon.
Oh, keep it away from my eyes.
You know, I think I'm hearing the song of a nervy fabricator in all this. You know, a faker that makes things up as it goes along. Robin, you know?
Could be. What if there was?
Well, I would want to point that out, because they can be pretty bad, those nervy fabricators can.
Well, you know what's worse is a bulbous-rumped tattler.
Whoa. Sounds heavy.
They give away secrets and stuff and ruin fun times, and people like to shoot them.
I think there would have to be a pretty severe penalty if someone were to shoot a bulbous-rumped tattler, if you know what I mean, Robin.
Well, it might be worth it if you know what I mean.
If anyone cares, the bird beaks are getting through the layer of seed and are beginning to peck at my skin.
Is that a problem?
Well,
I think we need to call a halt to this, Robin. How do we get all these birds that are now roosting on Mr. Thomas to leave?
Oh, that's simple.
Well, then do it!
What, do we just make a loud noise
or
something?
No, you want to cause them stress. These are wild creatures.
What about my stress?
What we do is we call the cat.
You call the cat?
Cat?
If they hear me calling a cat, they'll leave.
They will?
Birds are really smart.
Yeah, but you don't have a cat.
They're also pretty dumb. Yeah, kitty, 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 kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty,
kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, kitty, out of the Sheldon Theater. I don't know how they got him through the door, but they did.
Well, it's not anything to worry about, probably, you know, for us.
Well, I know he's been in tough situations before, and I'm sure he'll find a way out of this one, too.
Straight down.
Yeah. It'll be a memorable sight for any bird watchers in the area today.
They're going to have a tough time naming him.
Well.
Something like a full flustered ear tufted geezer bird?
Yeah. Yeah, you have a skill at that, at naming them. Thanks, Robin. Robin Finch,
no problem.
Our birding consultant, for helping today. And we invite you to attend the Great River Birding Festival, which happens here along the Mississippi Flyway next weekend around Lake Pepin. Come and see what you can spot.
Look for a big one in a bow tie and suspenders.
Yeah. That would be our radio daredevil, Nephew Thomas, and I wish he were here to be thanked, but he's not. So thank you, Mr. Thomas, and thank you, Robin Finch. And that's this week's Morning Show podcast. Thanks to Jim Ed Poole and Beth Gilliland for the characters. All of the scripts were written by yours truly, Dale Connolly. Scott Liebers and Cliff Bentley did our live engineering at the Sheldon Theater in Red Wing. Our broadcast producer was Mike Pengra. Our online producer, Michael Wells. The Morning Show is heard Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on 89.3 The Current in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Most of our show is also on Minnesota Public Radio's region-wide network, and there will be another podcast for you in 1 week. See you then.